Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Breathe sweet sounds, he wondered. What is the sound? What is the original sound?
There's a man and he shouts, silence, silence, be silent. But really with the microphone, it's very loud.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
But it's only where reality intrudes that the proportions become apparent.
Might have taken 20 minutes.
Astronomical.
Entirely different parts of the world.
La diversité lui-même est belle.
Turning left instead of right.
Silence, silence, be silent.
Breathe sweet sounds, he wondered. What is the sound? What is the original sound? He was looking for this in the environment, in the city, in the museum, in the squares, everywhere. You can hear. You can hear everything. You can hear some sound. Very particular sound atmosphere, some noise, some speech. Echoes. You can hear. You can play louder the whispers of the people. Scattering focalization. You can hear some music. Noise. You can see that there were so many different places where he collected the music, acoustics and sound productions. So it's experimenting ray tracing of resonant sound effects. Very, very, very fun.
Performance really upset the seagulls.
He was also looking for different kind of diffusion. How? He developed the tuned cities to play some music and put the music far away for 1 kilometer or more inside the wind. So you can play and have wind coming from this room and music as well. Sweet songs.
One, two, one, one, two, three.
Attention, platform 5. The 2. 57. IR train to Brussels Airport. Will shortly be arriving at platform 5.
On the metro, I have to ask a young woman to move the packages beside her to make room for me. She's reading, her foot propped on the seat in front of her, and barely looks up as she pulls them to her. I sit, take out my own book, Siorin, The Temptation to Exist, and notice her glancing up from hers to take in the title of mine, and then, as Gombrowicz puts it, she affirms herself physically.
They don't wade in so much as they are taken. Deep in the day, in the deep of the field, every current in the grasses whispers, "Hurry, hurry." Every yellow spreads its perfume like a rumor, impelling them further on.
She leans back now, and as the train rocks and her arm brushes mine, she doesn't pull it away. She seems to be allowing our surfaces to unite. The fine hairs on both our forearms, sensitive, alive, achingly alive, bring news of someone touched, someone sensed, and thus acknowledged, known.
It is the way of girls. It is the sway of their dresses in the summer trance light.
I understand that in no way is she offering more than this, and in truth I have no desire for more. But it's still enough for me to be taken by a surge, first of warmth, then of something like its opposite.
Their bare calves already far gone in green. What songs will they follow?
A memory.
Whatever the wood warbles, whatever storm or harm the border promises, whatever calm.
A girl I'd mooned for from afar, across the table from me in the library in school now. Our feet, I thought, touching even again. And then, with all I craved that touch to mean, my having to realize it wasn't her flesh, my flesh for that gleaming time, had pressed, but a table leg.
Let them go. Let them go traceless through the high grass and into the willow blur.
The young woman today removes her arm now, stands, swaying against the lurch of the slowing train, and crossing before me brushes my knee and does that thing again, asserts her bodily being again, Gombrowicz again, then quickly moves to the door of the car and descends, not once looking back, to my relief not looking back. And I allow myself the thought that, though I must be to her again as senseless as that table of my youth, as wooden, as unfeeling, perhaps there was a moment I was not.
Traceless across the lean blue glint of the river to the long dark bodies of the conifers and over the welcoming threshold of nightfall.
We want exists already in real life, say. We couldn't go and record it. The sound I want for the rhythm of this piece needs to be a very short, dry, hollow wooden sound I can get from this.
Centimètres sur 15, poids 300 grammes, débit 5 litres de sang à la minute, 8000 litres par jour, plus de 200 millions de litres durant une minute. 10 centimètres sur 15, poids 300 grammes.
A typical heart transplant is performed by removing only half of the diseased heart.
A thrombus is a blood clot in a vein, artery, or heart.
A thrombus is a blood clot in a vein, artery, or heart.
A thrombus is a blood clot in a vein, artery, or heart.
A thrombus is a blood clot in a vein, artery, or heart.
Since 1947, Edwin Land and Polaroid have pursued a central concept, one single thread, the removal of the barriers between the photographer and his subject. Photography is an art, a step in learning, and an insight into the life and things that surround us.
Hold your left hand out. Place the camera across the palm. Grasp the rear of the viewfinder cap. Pull the camera into its erect position. To load, press and the door opens. Take the 10-picture film pack and push it all the way in. Close the door and automatically the cover sheet will be ejected from the camera. Now rest the camera against your chin. Bring your eye to the viewing lens. Place your thumb on the back of the lens board and your finger on the focusing wheel. Rolling left or right to bring the scene into sharp focus from infinity down to 10 inches. When the correct moment comes, press the red electric shutter button, holding the camera steady until the film is out.
Compact, folding, electronically controlled, motor-driven, single-lens reflex camera, capable of focusing from infinity down to 10 inches, has been developed to exploit integral self-processing film units, which when exposed are automatically ejected from the camera with no parts to peel or discard, and whose final images emerge without timing in daylight, where the viewer can see them materialize within the same transparent, protective plastic cover through which the film was originally exposed.
The sound of the clinging iron reverbing in the streets, the gables of the crane wobbling in the wind, rattling against each other, a very ominous, hostile sound. 15:15, the sound of rain touching the pavement, interrupted by the laughter of a young couple and their footsteps. 17. The sound of construction and demolition works in the basements of the ruins. Muffled, hollow clings on iron, as if something was leaking. 13:50. The sound of the revolving
16:30.
A very low,
the sound of a dozen or more sparrows.
The sound of an excited crowd.
11. Making mix of different
the sound of the church.
16:30.
Chiming, closing camera shutters.
Splashing on the surface
a noisy
of a
and chaotic
bag.
Environment.
A repetitive, loud spatter on hollow, thin plastic.
Voilà, il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici, il n'y a rien qui a changé.
Donc ça a quand même changé.
Voilà, il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici, il n'y a rien qui a changé.
Qu'est-ce qui n'a pas changé depuis ces 7 dernières années?
Voilà, il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici, il n'y a rien qui a changé.
Il y a toujours des travaux.
Il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici, rien n'a changé. Le 13 septembre, il y aurait une fête ici à Bordeaux-Montpellier. Voilà, il y a cette habitude ici, il y a rien qui a changé. Et je pense que le Saint-Cos, on s'en va bien s'assurer. Voilà, il y a cette habitude ici, il n'y a rien qui a changé.
Et tu crois qu'il faudrait plus de fêtes?
Nous, on joue à Saint-Mirgoin.
Il y a cette année qui j'habite ici.
Il y a
qu'est-ce qui n'a pas changé là,
après nos parents, les travailleurs, voilà. Je peux dire le mot.
Il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici.
Il y a 7 ans que j'habite ici, rien n'a changé.
My name's David Byrne. I'm a musician and sometimes an artist and other things. I'm here at the Roundhouse in Chalk Farm, Camden Town. Play it and listen to what happens in the building. Just electrical switches that turn on these little hammers going solenoids that just hit the pillars. This installation is really important to me anyway, that it be fairly obvious how the thing works and what it does, and that it's very mechanical and you can see what it's done. Play the building. Play the building. Play the building. Play the building. Thank you.
to be able to fuck 10 people or 20 or 50 people in the city, in the buildings, where to put them. People to experiment some very easy but also some complicated position to fuck in the squares everywhere. In the A position, if you stay there, you can put in the middle, you can put there the joystick in geometrically the right position to have focus and to have different kind of bells, the tromba sterontofonica. Flying dragon, it means if you put this shape in the middle and receiving the second focus of the lips with a joystick, if you want to turn, to move, and in every range close to you, to your body, you have one or two focus. And depending on the movement, you have wind of the lips as small as possible. Number three, the C, the magic lantern. It's very, very, very special, this one. If you could move in different position the lips to play the trumpet. And this could also be able to make the people to feel better. So not only one trumpet, but two, three, four trumpets. And all of these trumpets has a different kind of bells. Depending of the pressure in this kind of trumpet, you put the lips and turn as well. And the last one, and the number four, the tuba cocleata. Unfortunately, I have to say that this method is not really working without any possibility, any risk to be hurt. People that were affected by some very, very strong disease.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.